Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, I don't know if you heard about this or not, but not that this is unusual, but UCLA, can you believe that something ungodly is coming out of UCLA?
Oh, I can't imagine.
I'm shocked. But this Daily Bruin online paper, I believe for the campus, I guess, but they're talking about that you have to sign, if you're going to run for any kind of leadership, like government leadership in the school.
It's Bruin.
Bruin. That makes sense, don't it?
What's a Bruin?
I think that's the mascot or something for their school. UCLA, a Bruin. I have no idea what a Bruin is.
I thought they were Trojans.
That's UCLA. Yes.
My bad. Go ahead. Carry on.
Come back.
Obviously, it was Come sports. Back. Notice that Pat just kind of perks up in sports.
That's it. That's
don't
it.
Mention Leviticus. No. Anyway, so don't mention Leviticus. Leviticus. And it's like, give him a moment. We gotta give him a moment. And so they're asking the candidates who are running for office, just, you know, they're asking them to sign documentation about if you do run, that you're saying that you will not be a part of anything Israel, that you will not go to any of these.
What?
Yes, AIPAC and all of that, that you won't. We'll have more about that today, but understand that this is a government funded campus. Can you imagine them saying that you're going to sign this, but you cannot go to Mecca? We're not going to let you go to Mecca.
Yeah, right.
You cannot have a Quran, yada, all this kind of stuff. But it's like they actually wrote this out. They wrote this out. And this is one of the things it's called Fire It Up and Let's Act. There are particular things that they had done. And with that, put a football helmet on it. That will really help out. Get your attention over
something.
There. But it's like anti-Semitic. And it's like, we want, dear God, deliver us from this racism. And that's very racist. When you tell a people that you cannot go to Israel because they're Jews, what they stand up for, that's called racism. The fact that it's called anti-Semitism throws folks off.
This guy's the reality of the evil of what
it's
it
racism.
Is.
It's racism against the Jews. And but we're going to talk about that in this particular program today. And don't forget, we're four programs back to back. And if you missed our earlier program, we were able to put together seven prophecies delivered over a 7-year period. And you were able to see the prophecy given, mentioned when it was given in the presence of those who was given it to. And you'll notice there was no denial of that. Hmm. And even when it was identified, and then them being fulfilled. And it will really encourage you in one way that God knew this was going to happen. He's speaking to us. And he says, when these things happen, if my people who are called by my name, respond to him the right way, then you need to see that. You got to be a part of you want to know what's going on. Believe me, you want to know what's going
on.
But talk to us, John. I know you're going to bring up a couple topics on this program.
Yes, a few things are happening right now around the world. But one of the things we're going to talk about is in an abiding moment are the workings of man versus the workings of God. You know, a lot of times man can get in there and start thinking they're going to do things, but, it's God is the one who acts into will inside of us, and he's the one that's going to do the transformation in our life. You can be on a serious, foot chase and trying to do all these things on your own, but it's not going to happen on your own. It's going to happen when you submit yourself to God and allow the Holy Spirit to bring that true transformation in your life.
That is so important. And also, I know up in, I believe it's in Northern Africa, is it Morocco?
Yes.
Where they're,
Yes, in Northern Africa, the Egyptians are being...
Egyptian Christians?
Egyptian Christians are being being killed and persecuted. And we're going to talk more about that as well. You need to pray. Things are happening all over the world. These Nigerian girls that were kidnapped, apparently there's a new video that's being released right now where... this terrorist leader here is making them pray to Allah, and he's using them for ransom.
Oh, he's saying Allah told him to kidnap them and sell them.
Yeah. Come on now.
And the thing is that those who proclaim, and you need to get this little booklet. I got to get it in here. It's produced by. But it's the question. It asks the question: is Islam a peaceful religion? And if you profess that it is, then you need to stand up and renounce this. And you don't see anybody standing up and openly saying that's just somebody that lost it. Mm-hmm. The reason why,
because there's somebody, a Muslim somebody, because there's a lot of people that are renouncing it, but a Muslim says that this is a peaceful religion. Well, where are the ones saying it?
Well, the reason why is because they're actually doing what's written in the Quran.
Right.
Because it says you can take slaves, you can make them pay tribute, you can, you know, women are property and all those different things that are being done. And it's a very repressive religion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you can't convert them, you put them in servitude, or you, it says, you know, smite them at the neck. And you can find out more, Islam, Muslim Brotherhood 101, also Islam compared to the Bible. I think it's called Bible versus Quran.
Yeah. Yeah.
And make that available inside the torch. So when you hear people, you know, that's saying, at the same time that they're promoting Islam and this is the difficulty, because Islam's done such a good job of integrating the religion Islam with the people called Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about Islam, the individual human being who's created the image and likeness of God, who God loves, they feel that you're talking about them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've integrated it so intently into this people versus the fact that, no, God loves Muslims. But regards this oppressive religion that is pulling you away from knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, who loves you, who paid the price for you, who took your beatings, who allowed this pain to be inflicted on him so it wouldn't be inflicted on you, who came to set you free,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he loves the Muslim. And so they did mm-hmm. such a job of integrating it. So then you look at, so when you promote Islam, you're promoting the very thing that oppressed many Muslims.
Yeah.
And so our very leadership has promoted it and specifically said that United, no, his first international speech in Cairo, that I consider it my job, my duty, something I need to, as the president of the United States, to defend Islam from every negative stereotype in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's right. Like, right before he empowered the Muslim Brotherhood, who later was in prison and sentenced, some of them sentenced to death, and we were hated by Egyptians, for a lot of Egyptians, for doing
that.
And so you think about it, well, this is the very thing that's happening over in Africa, in Nigeria, where they're wanting to impose Sharia law. They're wanting an Islamic government. And in that it says, you know, female genital mutilation, the slavery and selling women, forcing them. They believe if you marry this woman, then you're bringing her into she becomes a Muslim, or you can, it's just your women are property, they would say.
Yeah.
Very oppressed. And so, yeah, we're going over and rescuing, you know, 100, 300 girls, but we, you know, 40 something thousand plus folks are dead over in Syria. We turned over, you know, Egypt to, the, you know, radical Islam, as they would say it. And many people are suffering, and many Christians are being persecuted today. And it's like, yeah, not only go to North Africa or go to this Nigeria, but go to all of North Africa.
That's
where
right.
we have loosed, given permission to, gave blessings to, as a matter of fact, painted a portrait of why the Muslim Brotherhood needed to be in power, and gave like 8 reasons or something. And then brought the Muslim Brotherhood into our own homeland security, reportedly by Congressman Michelle Bachmann, is saying that they're inside. We remove them, radical Islam, as a potential enemy of Americans' Constitution. And the FBI, according to Michelle Bachmann and others, that they purged this very thing that's persecuting Nigeria, the very thing that's persecuting Egypt and the Middle East and all that. We had written down in our libraries, according to Michelle Bachmann, FBI and CIA, and said, we acknowledge this as a very dangerous thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the reports are that our current leadership had that totally erased from all of our records. Mm-hmm. Purge. We cannot list that reality. At the same time, we're going to rescue 300 girls, 200 girls, whatever, over in Nigeria because of that reality.
Right.
Could it be this? And if you haven't heard it yet, you need to hear it. Is America under God's judgment? Because the only way something so crazy could be happening, and people don't even see that is what's actually happening, then God has blinded our minds, blinded our eyes. It's like Gideon coming in and surrounding, blowing trumpets and smashing jars, and the enemy turns in on himself because God showed himself mighty.
Yeah.
With 300, he did it in a way that would, Gideon just had to sit back and everybody said, that was God. right now, America is on a downslide. There's such huge compromises. And as you heard earlier, if you didn't, you can, hopefully it's a related link to today, that, you know, over 200, it's reportedly the International Monetary Fund reports, according to Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries, that really our debt is over $200 trillion. You could tax everybody at 100%. And you still couldn't get paid, which you mean you were just pushing and pushing and pushing. And if you didn't hear, you need to go back and hear, you know, the, what is the, you had the Alinsky methodologies that we talked about, but then you have the couple, it'll come to me, the two about crashing the economy and getting everybody on some sort of subsidized, you know, spending the budget. But anyway, this is what's taking place. We've talked about this already, and I just can't even think about it. It'll come up, or one of the guys will tell me. But
Piven,
yeah, Cloward and Piven, and might be pronouncing their name wrong. But this was something back in the '60s. So what you're looking at, a lot of folks who were in their early 20s in the '60s who tried these methodologies. They tried Alinsky, you know, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And President Barack Obama were both mentored by Saul Alinsky. He wrote the book dedicated it. Saul Alinsky wrote the book and dedicated to Lucifer and these tactics. The president taught these tactics when he wasn't president. Saul Alinsky recruited Hillary Clinton when she was in church, I believe a church in Chicago reportedly, and brought her into, this is a way you can change things. The problem is that is a, if you're using those tactics, and Lucifer was the first one to use it, according to Saul Alinsky, not good. And, but one of the Cloward and Piven, you know, was to crash the system by getting everybody on the system, just putting so many, you know, people on, you know, welfare or whatever, just get on. Of course, America's economy was so blessed and so large, it just didn't even touch it. Mm-hmm. But now you consider that same model now, how much money has been spent? $200 trillion? That's the Cloward and Piven model. It's the same thing. It's what was taught. Mm-hmm. And so you're thinking, why would anybody write, you know, billion-dollar checks for this and send money there and bail things out and all these different things and borrow so much money from China and borrow some and it's because that is the Cloward and Piven model. You know, I'm saying, I know for a fact they're using, whether they know it or not, they're That's walking right. through the Cloward That's and right. Piven model, which means spend everything, spend more than you have, and it causes the economy to crash, and then it reboots back up into a different way of doing things because the present capital way is not good.
Right. That whole economic structure has changed, yes. And everything balances out, right?
And that's why you heard words like redistribution of wealth, which is not at all, it's not bad for, as a church viewpoint, that there's people that are starving and people that need medical treatment. As Christians, we should say they should have it.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully then we would be able to help provide that. But if somebody's trying to provide help for someone that nobody else is providing for, we as Christians don't stop it. Mm-hmm. But we say, dear Lord, help us to get our act back together and get it back to the original intent of this nation that you allowed us to come to this point with. But they way outdid Clara.
Cloward Piven.
See, it's just tough. I don't know why it's tough.
Cloward. Well, who names your child Cloward?
Yeah, right. Cloward. And so, but understanding that that's what's going on right now. So you're thinking, because you wanted to know, yeah, this is really, I mean, if you've been paying attention over the years, this is crazy. But it's not really crazy if you understand this is a strategy. The strategy is to fundamentally transform America. And we're finding out, you know, the question is, what do you want to transform it to? Well, we're finding out. We're going to be transformed into the Tower of Babel, maybe. Mm-hmm. We're going to be transformed into a multi-gods and multi, you know, whatever. We're going to be transformed into losing our constitution and rights, the freedoms that we have. It's interesting how, you know, as we talked about earlier, I don't know if we got a chance to even talk about it, but we'll after the break, how UCLA is even having folks sign a agreement that they won't even join any group going to supporting Israel before they can get into any leadership inside that campus. Mm. You're not going to believe this. The UCLA, the I believe it's called the what are they called? They're called the Undergraduate Student Association Council. Mm. And they actually were running for leadership at this particular council, according to the Daily Bruin.
Right? Bruin.
And majority of the candidates signed this particular joint ethics statement. And the ethics statement, according to the Daily Bruin, is it says that they promise to not go to free, to go on free or sponsored trips where certain pro Israel lobbying organizations. This is a free campus in America. You get, the majority of them signed this.
Wow.
Don't take a power position if you got to give up your power before you even start. That's not power at all. You're just wanting to be in a place. I mean, if you want to be a puppet.
Resume booster.
Yeah, resume booster, exactly. But this is what the report says. The majority of these candidates that are running for this leadership in this council in UCLA, that the candidates of this undergraduate government office position that they signed, and it stated that they have to agree, promise to not go on free or sponsored trips with certain pro-Israel lobbying organizations and certain groups that are going on. All candidates running for it's called Fired Up and Let's Act, which sounds exactly like a political candidate. Oh, yeah. Does that sound like politics, but, you know, fired up and ready to go.
Sounds like fired up and ready to go.
Yeah, fired up and ready to go. And by the way, that came out of community organizing is where that really came from, not politics. And some of those that you know, we talked about Marshall Gantz and all the ones that have worked over the years to help people out. But fired up and ready to go. But all candidates running with Fired Up and Let's Act slates and most of them signed the statement. Most of them actually signed the statement, which asks the councilman to refrain from taking free or sponsored trips with the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC.
Wow.
Anti-Defamation League. And, of course, the college campus out there. Hmm. And it's like, that's racist.
Yeah.
Where's the outrage? Where is the outrage? For somebody saying that you can't, I'm telling you, it's just sort of like telling somebody says, listen, you know, we're going to run for leadership on this campus, but we just need to know up front that you have to sign the statement that you can't go to Mecca.
Mm.
I mean, it's what it's saying. You can't go to Mecca. You cannot, even if you're not a Muslim, but you want to go to Mecca to find out what Mecca is about, they're saying you have to sign this agreement that you can't do that. Well, people would be in outrage. Mm-hmm. But there have most of the candidates, it's reporting by the Daily Bruin, that UCLA, they signed it.
Mm.
They just signed it. They signed away Israel that quickly. And we're wondering what's taking place. And it's like, church, we have to wake up. Understand JJ. If you don't understand JJ, when you see people writing off God that quickly and say, this is not about transforming our nation for us as Christians, away from the Constitution, away from one nation under God, away from the founding fathers' original intent, realize this. This is what the Word of God says. He says that I will raise up a nation. If I choose for a nation to be rose up and blessed, I'll bless it and I'll raise it up. But if it turns from me, no matter what I plan for it, I'll take it down.
Mm.
And America exists despite all the negative things that have happened in its culture. And if you study history, hello, welcome to evil men. But there are a lot of good things as well. I mean, God allowed it to exist. Many things happen in the midst of the population of America that has been good.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't sit here and write off before you. And how many people today are running for your state constitution, a state congressman or state senator, or running for U.S. senator or U.S. congressman or president? And they're having to say, okay, well, you know, they're telling you, we'll support you, but this is, you have to make a pledge that you will not support Israel, that you will say Jerusalem is not the capital. I mean, that's what happened during the DNC. You remember that they came out and they said, listen, they just switched it without anybody's permission, it looked like, because they said that Israel was no longer, or Jerusalem was no longer the capital, recognized as the capital of Israel. And somehow, by God's grace,
and which, you both know, parties have always put in.
Yes, a pastor from a Methodist pastor appears to have found it, and he made a motion that he would like to reconsider, you know, what's been done here, and made a motion. And you notice, if you watch that, and you can see that on the VFN Torch, the majority of folks were upset. They're like graduates from UCLA, part of this group here, where they're acting. You know, not all UCLA, but just this mindset right here, where they booed for the fact that they brought God Jerusalem back as a recognized capital of Israel. But it was done reluctantly, and it was being pushed by, I don't know, the mayor of San Francisco or L.A.
L.A. Antonio.
Yes, and you can see this on the VFN Torch. Hopefully it's a related link. But understand, we got to just stand up. You can't sit silently while the trains pass you by and Jews are screaming in the train. And you're going like, it's just a moment. They're going to go to a nice, you know, place where they're safe because, you know, people are coming against them. They were going to camps. And this evil still exists today. If you didn't hear what happened in Ukraine, they were immediately asking Jews 16 years old or older. They're passing out pamphlets, and you can see the reports of it, you know, to this is being reported that you have to, you know, who you are, where you come from. You got to list all your property, prove that you own it. That's how it all started. You say, well, how could that be in such a Renaissance period of intelligence? It's like, because evil always exists.
That's right.
God loves you. Satan hates you. Satan hates anything to do with you. He just does. You're made in the image and the likeness of God. He led 1/3 of the angels in the presence of God, out of the presence of God, after himself. Don't tell me he can't lead a group. He can't lead an organization. I mean, over and over again, it's amazing. If you read the Word of God and read it, just read the book of Acts and see how many times that the mob mentality was used and the people would just crank up the mob. Don't get in no huge mob and all of a sudden you don't know what's going on. You just assume you know what's going on, and all of a sudden you're doing stuff and screaming stuff out that's going to cause you to be guilty at the throne room of God. I mean, once they get you all worked up and all these things going on, you're going to find out, my goodness, I had no idea what they were getting me to chant. Let his blood be on our head. Let his blood be on his head. Crucify him. Crucify him. That's what they did with Jesus. Give us a murderer. Give us a murderer. That's what they said. Give us, you know, Barabbas. But it was amazing that they would get people worked up. And next thing you know, they push somebody out in front of the crowd. And that spirit was now on that person. And they would begin to just make these demands from Paul or something going on. And it's like, man, it's just a standard tactic. What's interesting about that, what I think is very interesting, we're coming to the end of this program, make sure you catch us in our following program, is that your authority and your free will is so powerful that the only thing Satan can do is confuse you, get you going in a current like a river, kind of get you feeling like, okay, this is where we're going. I mean, he's got to totally deceive you. Or finally, you start opening your mouth with the authority God's giving you as an individual, as a human being, to say something to lose his will, Satan's will, over the whole situation. I mean, you think about it. If Satan was God, he would have done it himself. If he had that kind of power, why would he get you involved in it at all?
Right.
But you were so powerfully and wonderfully made, as we found out at the Tower of Babel, that when they were coming together and they wanted to build a tower to heaven, God said this. They're going to be able to do this because they have the ability. They're created in our image and our likeness. They can create. They're going to accomplish this thing they set out to do. We got to go down there and confuse their language. Be careful which groups you get into, even if it's becoming successful. Find out what God has to say about it. Get in the Word of God. Don't be like the ones who are not even reading the Word of God or listen to some man tell them what God says. Find out and begin to abide with him, because we're getting some days that even the very elect could be deceived. It is amazing things. When you see a crowd going on, don't just jump in. Begin to talk to them, and you'll find out, like they found out before, as they begin to interview individuals in the crowd, none of them had the same motives. None of them really knew why they were really there. And it was the people in the background with the long flowing robes, if you would, that were actually manipulating the mobs to be able to get them to do what they wanted them to do. And this is what the Lord told us. He told us about this. He says, if you continue to do that, one day it's going to morph. And when it morphs, it's over at that point. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com.
VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.